This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is the Thursday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And who?
Mark!
Whoa, we're going to have to talk about that.
Oh, yes, we are.
800-259-9231 is the number. The website is freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Coming up tonight, we got 3 hours of show and plenty of stuff to talk about. Of course, what you bring up goes primarily, but also on the way here, Pat Robertson going out on a limb. We'll tell you what his prediction for 2006 is. Apparently now Christian ministers are making psychic predictions. Also, monkeys talking. That's not very different from the Pat Robertson story. Hazing. And let's see, hazing.
I don't think we should even talk about Pat Robertson. He's such a crazy, crazy man.
Oh, we might not. We'll see. Also, apparently a woman has ripped her husband's testicles off. Iran shelling Iraq. Journalists being spied on, and more. So much to talk about. Your emails as well. And first, well, we'll talk about your name, Manwich, and then we'll talk about how there's Marines killing people in Iraq in cold blood. Oops, I said your old name. Mark.
Yes, it's Mark.
Mark.
And there's going to have to be some kind of period where we get used to it. Everybody's got to get used to it. But,
so why are we changing?
I think it's my goal to be rich one day, and I don't want to be poor, and I don't want ConAgra Foods to come after me and make me poor. But I think more importantly, I don't want ConAgra Foods to come after our radio stations, what, 17 radio stations we're on or something like that, and to scare them and have them not carry the show.
Well, if anything, all we've done over the years has been giving them just oodles and oodles of free on-air promotion.
Yeah. I would say that's true, but you know how these things go with companies. They don't see it that way.
Right.
So there's just recently the lawsuit between Apple Records and Apple Computer Company, and
really?
Somebody had to win and somebody had to lose.
Who
and
lost?
The Apple Records, the Beatles, lost, essentially.
Got it.
Yeah.
So unfortunate.
Just for the sake of keeping Free Talk Live solvent, I think it's a good idea that that's what we're going to do.
So now it's Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Ian and Mark.
Or Mark and Ian.
Yeah.
Or however you want to say it.
I think that you'll probably still be the lead.
All right, Mark. Well, let's get into it then. You've got some show prep tonight here. Marines, Iraq. What's going on?
This is just a terrible story. A Pentagon probe into the death of Iraqi civilians last November in the Iraqi city of Hidatha will show that U.S. Marines, and we did report on this.
We did talk about it.
Yeah. Killed innocent civilians in cold blood. This is what Representative John Murtha has said. From the beginning, Iraqis in the town of Hadatha said U.S. Marines deliberately killed 15 unarmed Iraqi civilians, including 7 women, 3 children. Chances are good. That sounds, I mean, you know, when you're talking about 10 of the 15 unarmed women and children, doesn't sound real good.
Yikes.
One young Iraqi girl said the Marines killed 6 members of her family, including her parents. The Americans came into the room where my father was praying, and they shot him. On Wednesday, Representative John Murtha, Democrat of Pennsylvania, said the accounts are true. Military officials told NBC that the Marine Corps' own evidence appears to show that Murtha is right.
Mm.
You know, a videotape taken by an Iraqi showed the aftermath. And here you go. It's always a videotape. A blood-smeared bedroom floor and bits of what appear to be human flesh and bullet holes in the walls. Video obtained by Time magazine was broadcast a day after. Town residents told the AP that American troops had entered homes on November the 19th and shot dead 15 members of 2 families, including a 3-year-old girl, after a roadside bomb killed U.S. Marines.
I don't understand. Look, now I could understand if they made a mistake, and of course we're totally against the war, we're totally against them being there in the first place, but they are there, and they're doing their Marine things. And I could understand if they made a mistake and they thought there was a couple guys with machine guns in this house, and they came in with guns blazing and, you know, accidentally hit the wife of one of them and killed the 2 guys that they thought had machine guns, but they didn't have machine guns, they actually just had guitar cases. You know, some sort of weird mix-up, but killing 3-year-olds and executing children. Has anybody made an excuse for this at all?
Well,
what was the reason here?
You know, it's easy to armchair quarterback these things, Ian. And the thing is you're taking normal human beings and you're putting them in extraordinary circumstances like war.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, kill the right people, but if you kill the wrong people, we'll put you in prison for the rest of your life. It's a little scary. You know, it's a little weird that you shouldn't be doing that.
So why are they killing people? I mean, if they know there's a chance that they're going to
go to
prison.
Why are we at war? I mean, why is it that the officials can send these boys off to war, and then when they kill the wrong person, they can put them in prison for the rest of their life? Huh? What kind of freaking sense does that make?
It doesn't make any sense. War is insanity. I mean, no doubt about it. And it probably, I mean, as we've seen certainly over the years in Vietnam and all that, it drives some of the guys that are there absolutely nuts. They might have gone in just a little crazy, and then they come out absolutely bonkers. And, you know, maybe one of the ways this manifests is in the killing of innocent people.
There's no firefight. There's no IED that killed these innocent people. Our troops overreacted because of the pressure on them, and they killed innocent civilians in cold blood. It appears the civilians were deliberately killed by Marines who were outraged by the death of their fellow Marine.
I see. So somebody died.
Yeah.
So they figured, somebody got killed by an insurgent. So they figured, oh, there's a group of Iraqis. Let's kill them and their family members.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a vengeance killing. It's really sad. It's really sad.
It's outrageous.
It's outrageous, but
it's incomprehensible.
You know, the onus doesn't just fall on these guys that they're going to send away to prison for the rest of their lives. It falls on our politicians for sending them over there in the first place. And the American people for believing just for one second that you can fight some clean little war from the air and just take over a country and be safe. You know, it doesn't work that way. It's not remote control and it's not video games.
Nope.
You send 18-year-old men in there with guns?
Unstable.
And you just tell them to, well, you're fighting war now. Yeah, they're going to be really mad when one of their friends get killed. And all they know is that they're fighting Iraqis.
Right.
That's the way they see it. It's really difficult to say, well, the one's the insurgent, the other's the civilian I'm protecting.
Sure.
Yeah, those lines begin to blur. They do begin to blur. It's
sound alike. They all look alike.
You know, and I used to get on here and I would berate military people and call them all kinds of baby killing names and stuff like that. But somebody wrote me an email and they put me in my place and I realized that it's true that as long as I'm paying my taxes, I'm supporting this war too.
You are.
I am.
You're a rube.
Well, I have nothing. I don't want to go to prison just like anybody else doesn't want to go to prison.
Well, that's pretty. I think that's pretty lame, man. Which, yeah. I mean, the fact that you feel so passionately. Mark, I think the fact that you feel so passionately about it is, I think it's sad that you feel so passionately about it, but yet you're not willing to actually do anything about it. You're not willing to actually make a change in your personal life as a result of your feelings on the issue.
Well, I'm more passionate rather than the issue of them killing innocent civilians in Iraq. I'm more passionate about me not going to prison. Much more passionate about that.
I'm self-preservation.
Yeah, sorry.
However, you would admit, though, Mark, if more people like you, if more people thought the way that you did, actually did take action, they wouldn't be able to build prisons fast enough. I mean, there's, what, 50% or so, a little more than 50% of Americans that are about sick and tired of this whole Iraq thing, and they'd like to come home, they'd like to bring the troops home. Maybe they're angry to the point where they would like to stop paying taxes, but they feel the same way as you do, that they don't want to go to jail either.
Well, I would say to some extent, I opt out of paying a lot of taxes because of the nature of the way I fill out taxes.
Right.
I pay very little.
You hedge a little here. You play, you know, you mess with the numbers.
Well,
whatever you
I have a small business, and if you have a small business, it's the biggest tax break in the world. I paid 1% last year.
I understand, but you're still doing it. You're still going through. You're still jumping through the hoops.
What I'm saying is the rest of America is paying 20 or 30%.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of people like you that are also, you know, working the system.
Right. My $800 probably isn't going to stop the war, too.
Oh, of course not. Of course, they wouldn't stop the war even if 20% of those people that were angry about the war, even if they all stopped paying. We've heard claims by these people that have really done some research on the IRS, essentially saying that the money the IRS collects simply goes to pay off the interest payments on the loans that that the federal government takes. It actually doesn't go to the places that they claim it does. And even if it did, it wouldn't be a big deal because they could just print the extra money that they needed. So they could easily make up for the difference by just printing out loads and loads of new greenbacks. So really it would be a non-issue for them.
That's how they're doing it anyway.
800-259-9231. Again, we got everything from hazing rituals to talking monkeys and Pat Robertson to talk about. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Mm-hmm. Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oops, sorry.
No, no, no.
You got me.
What's
and
your
Mark?
Name?
Who?
And Mark. Okay. 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of great stuff on our website, including the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people interacting. Various topics from serious stuff to fun issues. They're all there. Bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com is how you get straight to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We go to the phones to Brian in Virginia. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwin and Mark.
Hey, Ian and hey, Mark and everybody, how y'all doing?
Good. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I'm a former Marine.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I wanted to talk about this whole Iraq thing. Fortunately, I never went to Iraq. In fact, I've never fired an M16 at anyone.
Okay. That is fortunate.
Yes, absolutely. However, I do have a friend of mine that was involved with the push from Kuwait to Baghdad.
The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Gotcha.
In fact, he just got out of the Marine Corps just a few months ago.
Okay, understood.
Now, he, you know, since he's returned to the States, he's evolved from a Republican to a Libertarian now, and he's absolutely 100% against the war.
Okay, wow. Excellent, cool.
And, in fact, he's still having nightmares.
Do you know what sort of nightmares he has?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what sort of nightmares he has, just sort of reliving
No, I don't pry.
Right.
You know, if he wants to talk about it, he'll talk about it.
Sure.
But he can verify that, yeah, a lot of really stupid, senseless killing happened. He was telling me about one time they were told to go find an Iraqi man in a red car. Now, imagine a major metropolitan city such as Baghdad, and now look where you're at, and look within a one block area,
right.
And see how many red cars you see.
Yeah, sure. Driven by men.
Yeah, so they find a guy who has a red car, and oh my God, he has an AK-47 in this vehicle.
Yeah, well, but everybody has an AK-47 over there.
Yeah, it's called a war zone.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, it's to be expected.
Sure.
Well, you know, of course, they grab this guy and, you know, yank him, and he gets sent off to, you know, to be tortured or, oh, I'm sorry, interviewed.
Right.
You know, so it's, you know, just killing just nonstop, you know, families, things like that happening all the time.
That's so sad.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you know about it, but the first bombs that were dropped supposedly on Saddam Hussein's headquarters,
mm-hmm.
they landed. You know, these are supposed to be these GPS-guided and laser-guided bombs supposed
right.
to be so super accurate. They landed on our neighborhood.
Mm. Oh.
You know, 10% of the casualties were actually soldiers. Everybody
wow.
else was students, wives, husbands, children. You know, it's you know, one of the things that I've been really trying to get put forth to people that are in the military, when you join, you're still at the MEP station. You take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm. That's what you...
Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution states, the Congress shall declare war.
That's correct.
Congress has not declared war since December 8, 1941.
So are you suggesting that a Marine that really wants to uphold his oath to the Constitution refuse to be sent to any conflict in which there has not been a declaration of war?
Absolutely. It's the only way you can maintain integrity, which is drilled into our brains as Marines as being, you know, so important. Well, you can't have integrity when you're violating an oath that you took before you even joined the Marine Corps.
How many, you know, I think it's a nice thing to say, but really, how many Marines are going to actually take, are going to have the courage to do something like that, or even aware that they could do something like that?
Well, a lot of that's been suppressed. There was a big GI peace movement during Vietnam.
Huh.
I'm not sure if you were aware of that.
Oh, I'm sure there was. Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of
nobody wants peace more than war than the warriors themselves.
Absolutely. You know, the rounds are coming down range at them.
Yeah.
You know?
what would happen? I mean, if one Marine or 5 or 10 or 20 Marines actually said, no, we're not going to go, it doesn't matter, you can pull up all the C-130s you want, we're not getting on, you know, what would happen to them? What sort of charges would be brought against them? Would they be able to successfully defend themselves in court?
Seems unlikely.
The way I look at it, if you go to the government to save you from the government, you know, your chances are pretty slim.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a way to go.
Well, yeah, I mean, would it even get out of military court? Would that even be something that could make it into the regular courts, if you will?
Highly doubtful.
So unfortunately, unfortunately, these people would essentially be locking themselves in prison to stand up for their principles, which might be okay. At least it might keep them alive. I mean, better to be in a brig somewhere than to be dead in the desert, I suppose.
Absolutely. You know, it's better to be tried by 12 and carried by 6.
Fair enough, Brian. Thank you for the expertise. We certainly appreciate hearing from you, sir. Have a great night. 800-259-9231, telling us about the senseless killing, the needless violence going on over there, simply because people are placed in a hot conflict, a war zone,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, killing is all that they know. It's how they stay alive, and, it results in innocent people being taken out, and that's not good. We don't want that, do we?
It's really sad.
All right, let's talk to...
Women and children being killed like that.
Let's go to Triddle in Washington on the Amplifier Only line. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
I thought you meant Ian and Mark.
Ian and Mark, yes, that's
thanks.
Exactly what I meant.
Keep us honest, Triddle.
I was going to crack a joke about Manwich finally getting fired, but now I can't do that.
No.
Okay, so yesterday there was a caller who brought up some drug law, and he said that all drug laws are based on taxing, and this is not the truth.
Silly
this
claims.
Yeah, he's a little dated in his law. Current drug law is based on a Supreme Court decision called Missouri v. Holland, which gives the federal government authority to make new laws based only on treaties. And we have a treaty called the Convention Against Psychotropic Substances, mm-hmm. which makes it law that the federal government can do what they do, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah.
And I just wanted to clear that up and make sure everyone was on the right page.
Yeah, that wasn't his main issue for calling. That's why I didn't jump all over him on it. And, his claim there didn't really, it really wasn't too much of a heavy-duty claim, so I didn't feel like jumping on him for it, but you're absolutely right. While he was correct, there was the Marijuana Tax Stamp Act, and there is some sort of federal tax on marijuana. It's an excessive, like, $120 a gram-style tax, something that no one could ever possibly pay. He was correct about that, but that's not the reason why they're illegal. You're absolutely right, Turtle.
Yeah, and I have one more thing on my mind, and I'm hesitant to bring it up because it's about immigration.
Oh, boy.
But this idea of mining the borders just scares me.
It's the scariest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, and what doesn't make sense to me is if we mine the borders, how are we supposed to get out of here if anything ever goes wrong?
Exactly.
If we really need to flee,
Exactly.
Right. Well, we put up fences and mine the border, and then I don't think I want to live here. Can I leave now? Will we be allowed?
Well, Triddle, if you don't have anything to hide, you should just walk right out the gates. The border security, they'll let you out of the country. Or
shoot you down in
there. Thanks
in
for the
DMZ.
Call, man. 800-259-9231. Mark in Florida on the line to talk taxes. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Strand of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have taken their time to send us their photo. And we put them up on our website because we appreciate our lady listeners, and we want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, though. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are participating. The requirement is that you send a validated photo if you want to be on the shrine. That means that you're proving in the picture that you are who you claim to be and that you do indeed listen to Free Talk Live. So you can see what I mean by going to the shrine at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go, to Mark in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Mark.
Well, you were talking about paying taxes, going to the war.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, the almost $2 trillion the IRS basically extorts from the American people pretty much goes to pay interest or a fraction of the interest on the huge debt the government owes. So it doesn't really buy anything.
Why do they, and I understand, we've heard that before, and it makes sense the reason why, but why do they make the claim? They've got that little pie chart. If you look at your income tax form and the instructions, and it says, well, here's where your money's going. The big chunk's going to the military, and a big chunk's going over here to welfare. And, you know, why do they make those claims? Are they just out and out lying about that?
Pretty much. Basically, we pay our taxes. That goes to a fraction of the interest. And then when the government needs their X hundreds of billions of dollars, the Federal Reserve Bank basically just punches numbers into a computer and says, poof, this is now money. That's why it's fiat currency.
Right.
It's real by decree. And then that's where your pie chart comes from. That's what they spend.
I see. So they're essentially, and I don't have the details in front of me, but essentially they're not saying this is where your tax dollars go. They're essentially saying this is the government budget. This
where
is
the
what
budget
the,
goes.
I see.
Now, so is there no budget that goes to service debt then?
The point that I was actually calling about is there is no legal law in the Federal Register that says you have to pay taxes on your wages.
Yeah, we certainly haven't seen anybody ever been able to provide that law. I know the We the People Foundation has been asking for years.
Yes.
They've been asking all of the different government agencies to, you know, that are involved to actually just simply show them the law. I mean, if it's really there, they should simply be able to point it out.
That has gotten a lot of people off in court because they go, I want to see the law, and the judge goes, well, to the prosecuting attorney, who doesn't have authority to prosecute for the IRS, let me see the law. And the attorney goes, I'm not familiar with it. The judge goes, well, get familiar with it.
Well, yeah, that's if, I suppose, if you have a decent judge. There's plenty of judges that have railroaded people into jail,
yeah,
have not allowed people to actually give their defense that they want to. And so, I mean, some people have made it out, some people haven't, unfortunately.
Well, that's because there's many judges that don't know that simply because they are a judge, they don't have to pay taxes on their, on, you know, their judicial wages,
mm-hmm.
and so they're threatened by the IRS. there's a website that everybody that pays taxes should read. It's 31 questions and answers about the Internal Revenue Service. And
is it an easy to get to website? Or
oh, yeah.
Big, long?
It's really quick. SupremeLaw.org/
Oh, boy. Now we're getting too long.
No, that's not too long.
Okay.
Oh, you can start there. /SLS/ 31answers.html.
Way too long. You got to remember, people are in their cars and stuff, man. They don't know all that stuff. So,
all right, supremelaw.org.
All right, good. Very good, man. And you know what? I just wish more people would have the courage to actually just stop paying, because people are so scared.
I haven't paid since 2002.
Okay, and have...
I unvolunteered. See, now that's what people don't know. The first job you got when you were a kid, you remember you filled out the tax form, let your boss keep money?
Yeah, I was 16 at that time.
So was I. And what you did at that point was...
I can't legally contract.
You volunteered to be treated as if you were a federal employee. See, government employees have to pay taxes. People that live or work in Washington, D.C., or one of our, Puerto Rico, Guam, they have to pay taxes on their wages. But the American people, like you and myself, there's no law that says we have to, and I unvolunteered.
How did you go about doing that?
All right, what I did is I purchased a 9-page document, filled out the things, dotted my I's, crossed my T's. I filed that with the county clerk, and I mailed a copy to the IRS, and apparently that was the end of it.
And that was it? They never wrote you back?
They did, because in 2003... I filed extensions, but I didn't actually file a return.
Right.
So they said, well, we really think you ought to file a return for 2002. And I bought a 4-page document that the first 2 pages explained why I didn't have to pay taxes. And the second 2 pages was a huge list of precedents where the IRS had lost.
Okay.
That was the last time.
What did you pay for these things, man?
It was $96 for the first one, and 65 for the 4-page.
Okay, on the scale of the so-called patriot scams out there, that's on the low end. And if you actually believe it worked for you, then that's great. I know there's plenty of people out there that just stopped paying and stopped communicating with the IRS, and they seem to be getting away with it as well. The thing I'm concerned about is there's a lot of people out there that have all kinds of essentially scams that they're running on people that think the way that we do, that want to get out of the system, that don't want to pay IRS, they don't want to pay to the IRS anymore. So they say, well, come on and just give us $300 and we'll give you all the information that you need to get out.
Some of them charge as much as $5,000.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. The way I see it is, if you really want to help people, you should give away this information for free. If you're trying to make money off of people who want to get out of the IRS system, I think that's reprehensible, personally.
Oh, I don't. Any service is worth money.
Yeah, the person had to do a great deal of research.
It's not reprehensible that we get on the air and get paid for it. It shouldn't be reprehensible that they give their information away. That's not reprehensible.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's how I personally believe, and I would never spend any money on any of those services. I think that, if that information came out, it should be distributed as widely and as far as possible. I mean, there may be people out there that don't have the $200, that don't
I'll share what I have, because this guy, he was really old, and he's not doing it anymore. I'll give it to anybody that wants it.
Well, if you would, then post it on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
May I read you a quote from Gary Makovsky, special IRS agent testifying under oath in U.S. versus Lloyd?
Sure.
If no information or return is filed, the Internal Revenue Service cannot assess you, and there is no law that says you have to file. So basically, I spent money and did it. But if everybody just said, no, I'm not filing.
Right. What would they do?
What are they going to do?
Yep, exactly.
We're
in control. We're the ones that allegedly created this government, and this government acts as though they're in control of us, when in fact it should be the other way around. And if people just started acting like that was the way it was, instead of acting as though they're serfs and subservient to the government, we'd have a major change, a huge paradigm shift on our hands.
It's like, I'm just one guy. There's more of us than there are of them.
Exactly.
Excuse me, I pulled up a little thing. I have a bunch of quotes. This is Judge Cummings, U.S. federal judge in the U.S. versus Dickens, Seventh Circuit Court, 1969. Only the rare taxpayer would be likely to know that he could refuse to produce his records to IRS agents. Who would believe the ironic truth that the cooperative taxpayer fares much worse than the individual who relies on his constitutional rights.
Well,
that's a
well
judge.
Said. Dude, do us a favor, Mark. Post all of those quotes and all your details at freetalklive.com on the bulletin board system. I know there's a load of people that would really love to pour over that information. Thank you, sir. We appreciate
right,
the call and the information. 800-259-9231. See, that's what I'm saying. If you've got this info, people want it. Get it out there. You'll be rewarded in the long run. I mean, if you're the one who's out there providing the way out for people to give them the confidence that they need to get out of this system, you'll be rewarded. There's no need to charge for it. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of great stuff there. All of it totally free, including the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can go back in time with us all the way as far as a year. That's right. We give you a year's worth of archives totally free on the front page of our website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. There's no hoops to jump through. You don't have to click on advertisements to get to them. They're right there. And you download them at your convenience at freetalklive.com. So we were talking taxes with Mark, the caller, a moment ago. And it reminded me that I had an email about taxes from Alex. He emails in and he says, I'm working on a debate for my 12th grade English class about why taxes should be voluntary. I consider myself a libertarian, so I find it easy to understand that forcing people to pay taxes is a bad thing. But I'm having a hard time convincing my friends as to why. I'm wondering what are some good reasons that I could use to show them that forcing people to pay taxes is such a bad idea.
Well, I think that one of them is that people don't get any more rights or power, except for the power of violence and force, by being in greater numbers. For instance, it's not okay for me to say, Ian, give me some money. I have a great cause that I'm going to go about doing.
Well, you can say, give me some money.
I can say that. But
I'll say, no, that's all right. Or what's your cause? I don't support it.
Yeah, and if I pull out a gun and I make him give me the money, which essentially is what the government does, is they may not show you the gun, but it's there. Now, if I get 10 of my friends together and I go over to Ian's house and I demand money with a gun.
Hold on, slow down a second. Slow down for just a moment. Who could disagree that it is absolutely wrong for you to point a gun at me and demand money from me?
I don't think anyone could.
Who could possibly disagree with that? Okay, now move to the...
If I get 10 of my friends together and I go to Ian's house, all I have is a mob with a gun.
Does it make it more right?
Right, it's not more right.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what if the reason you're getting money is, like, to help your grandma, or to help poor people, or to do something altruistic? What if, you know, the reason, the end is a good end? Does that make it okay?
No, it doesn't. And if it's a good end, people should support it voluntarily. They support the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that the government needs to brandish a gun and make people do things they want them to do?
So it's not okay for one person to steal money at gunpoint from another person. Nobody disagrees with that. It's also not okay for 10 people to come along and steal money from an individual at gunpoint. And who would disagree with that as well? So the question ultimately becomes, if you believe government should be able to steal money from people, what's the correct number of people in the gang that would make it all right? It's obviously not 10. Is it 20? Is it 200? Is it 2,000? 200,000? How many people on the side of the gang makes theft okay?
And the fact is that most towns out there, that they do taxes. They, you know, they threaten to take your house away if you don't pay them. A lot of towns out there, well under a couple hundred people. Yeah, there's not that many people in town.
And only so many of them have guns.
And the voters certainly aren't very many, and the city council is only 5 people.
So Alex wants to know, what are some good reasons that he could use to show his friends that paying taxes is such a bad idea? Well, that's there's one example, but also sometimes they can't see the violence. You know, when you're filling out your property tax form and you're sending in that check, there's no gun being pointed at you directly.
Well, let's talk about income tax, because it's a little better than property tax, I think.
Okay. Well, any old tax, in most cases, there's no gun being pointed at you immediately.
Right.
Right up front, you're just getting a letter. You're getting a mean letter, a letter with maybe some threats about jail time and fines and that sort of thing. So you're being threatened, however, you're not actually physically being threatened with a gun in your face at that point.
Right.
The gun comes out when you refuse and continue to refuse and continue to refuse, and then they finally come after you for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not very nice, is it? I mean, if you're somebody that's not for hurting other people, if you are a nice individual and you get along with others without using violence on them, how could you possibly support someone else using violence to get their way? Does it matter if they have a badge in their hand? Does that make it all right for them to force people to do things? I don't think it does. Who could make the excuse to use violence on others for the purposes of collecting taxes?
The other dangerous part of this is once... The income tax was not that big in the very beginning. It's just grown and grown and grown. Once you give the government the power to levy taxes like this, well, they just keep on doing it, and it gets larger and larger. And it's incredible how much Americans pay now. It's more than half of what they earn goes into taxes.
Yep.
That's just way too much.
And how about the billions of dollars that we pay just to pay the taxes? And there's not only just the amount of money that we're paying in taxes, which is atrocious, there's also the amount of time and effort that people expend going through the process of getting the check to the IRS. That's unnecessary as well. That's wasted hours. Those are hours that you could have been spending watching television, listening to Free Talk Live, playing
them with your kids or working and making some money.
Family members, yes. I mean, you could have been doing productive things during that time. Or you could have been doing whatever leisure activity you'd like. Instead, that time was dedicated to filling out forms like a little slave for the IRS.
Yep.
So
the IRS's own personal scribe.
Right. So if your friends are coming back with, well, what about the poor people? Well, what about health care? What about all these things that these taxes pay for? As you pointed out before, Manwich, if it's really a great idea, if your government program, if you have a favorite one, is really so wonderful and so altruistic and so beneficial to mankind, then there's no doubt that people would fund it on a voluntary basis.
Right. Why wouldn't they?
If you doubt for a moment that your government program that you love so much would not be, if you doubt it would be funded, then you need to take another look at this program and ask yourself, well, why you think it's so great? If most other people wouldn't fund it, in your mind, what makes you
think? Maybe your program stinks.
Yeah, maybe it's really lousy and wasteful and stupid and slow and bureaucratic, like all government programs are. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, we've got everything from hazing to talking monkeys. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
During the last 50 years, hundreds of thousands of military personnel have been involved in human experimentation and other intentional exposures conducted by the Department of Defense, often without a service member's knowledge or consent. That is the opening statement of Senate Report 103-97. The Atomic Vets, White Coat Vets, Vietnam Vets, Gulf War Vets, and now Gulf War II Vets, all used as unwitting subjects and exposed to chemicals, biologicals, radiation, experimental vaccinations, psychedelic drugs, depleted uranium, and more, and then denied treatment. Beyond Treason exposes these horrendous experiments and demands accountability. Beyond Treason comes with a CD-ROM that contains thousands of pages of documents to prove that our own government has been involved in what can only be described as activity that goes beyond treason. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit beyondtreason.com. Only $19.95 plus shipping for the DVD and the CD-ROM. Call 877-817-9829 and order today. What you will see goes beyond treason.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you can shop with us. It's a great way to help support Free Talk Live and get all your shopping done, because most of you probably shopped with Amazon before. It's the world's largest internet retailer. Some of our listeners have recently bought everything from books to GPS equipment to a bunch of T-shirts and more. I mean, the categories are all over the map. If it's at a department store, it's probably at Amazon and more. But what we want you to do is enter through our website. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And once you do that, once you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you purchase, we'll get a percentage of. Seriously, anything on the site, if you buy it, We get a percentage, and it doesn't go to Amazon. Your prices don't go up. It's not like they're adding in an extra percentage to go to Free Talk Live. No, it's the same regular Amazon prices. It's just that we get a cut for sending them the business. So get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, still to come here tonight, we got lots to talk about, including college hazing rituals, really just disturbing stuff. Also, a man has had his testicles removed by his wife.
Well, not quite removed.
Oh, well, we'll find out the details there. But first, monkeys. According to the Times Online in the United Kingdom, monkeys are actually able to string together a simple sentence. According to research that offers the first evidence that animals might be capable of a key feature of language. British scientists have discovered that the putty-nosed monkey in Nigeria...
The putty-nosed monkey. Only the putty-nosed monkey. Okay.
Sometimes communicates by combining sounds into a sequence that has a different meaning from any of its component calls, an ability that was once thought to be uniquely human.
Hmm.
Although many animals communicate with one another using calls that have a particular meaning, usually a warning signifying the presence of a certain predator, for instance, none has been known to combine these alarm calls into sequences similar to those of human language. The finding suggests that the rudiments of syntax, a basic component of human language, may be more widespread amongst primates than has generally been thought so far, and could ultimately shed light on the evolution of this most distinctly human of traits. The putty-nosed monkeys, which is, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, of the Gashka Gumti National Park, have two main alarm call sounds. A sound known automatically as the pyow warns other animals against a lurking leopard, for instance. And a cough-like sound that scientists call a hack is used when an eagle is hovering nearby. Now then, the University of St. Andrews researchers have observed that the monkeys actually use these two sounds in a new way. So a particular sequence, exactly, a particular sequence of pows and hacks appears to mean something entirely different. So the monkeys live in groups consisting of a single adult male accompanied by several adult females and their young. Now,
you know,
one male...
This kind of science work is just riveting.
I can't imagine
how these guys, sit there.
I think it's really interesting. When the male utters this sentence, consisting of up to three pows followed by up to four hacks, it seems to be a command... telling others to move, generally to find safer, less exposed terrain. They also use the signal not only when predators are around, but during ordinary activities such as foraging. It seems to mean, let's get out of here. So this is important because it's been published in Nature, the journal, the peer-reviewed journal Nature. I mean, that's a big deal. So
they have to actually string together three pyons and four hacks to say, let's get out of here?
Yes.
This is pretty long monkey language we got going.
Well, it may go fast. I mean, it may be like, jump, jump, jump. Who knows? Yeah. Yeah. So there you go, man. Monkeys are found to put together sentences now, which I think is pretty interesting.
Riveting.
800-259-9231. All right, we'll talk about college hazing coming up, hour number two, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.